Kids in Grand Rapids have been participating in the Grand Rapids Players Theater Camp, and they will be presenting Mary Poppins Jr. and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow at the Rife Center July 12th and the 13th. And we have two stars of those events
with us
this morning.
Mary Poppins.
And it's exciting. They don't have any agents here. They don't have any instructors here. Their parents are out in the lobby. We can just freewheel with these two young ladies. We have Sarah James. She's going into 10th grade. She's from Hill City, and she's also Mary Poppins. And Ryan Martinson is going into 7th grade. She's a headless horseman. She's a grandma and a farmer.
In The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And the performances are tomorrow and Saturday. Sarah, Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So what's the, you've been in camp all week, or what's this been like?
Well, camp started about a month ago.
Oh, a month. Oh, gosh.
We had a small break over the 4th, which was very nice. And, yeah, so working our best and trying our hardest to get these shows out.
So, Ryan, is it all just business right away? I mean, you're just working on this play the whole time you're in camp?
Pretty much. We have auditions the first day.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we get our parts maybe the second or third.
So did you audition for many parts, or were there ones you wanted to be?
You don't audition for one part. You just audition, and then they pick your part.
All based on kind of your personality and stuff?
Depending on how good you are at, like, acting as a horse or stuff.
Or a grandma.
Yeah.
Wow, you are multi-talented.
And Sarah, you're Mary Poppins.
Yes, I am.
And you did the same thing. You didn't go in knowing you were going to be Mary Poppins, but they thought maybe you'd be a good Mary Poppins?
Well, I went in hoping I was going to be Mary Poppins, but, just an open audition, which was really nice, and they judge you on your comfort level and, like, the plays that you've been in, and... Yeah, so.
So what is the audition like? I mean, do they ask all of you the same questions? Do you know? Maybe you don't even know.
Maybe they perform.
Is that what it is? An audition is a performance? Like you get a little script?
So you have three, well, I've been in adult plays, so it's a little different, but you have three almost trials. One is dance, one is singing, one is acting. And you just go around and they teach you a dance and you have to recite it back, and then you just go on to singing, you sing a song, go back, and then you speak.
John looks blown away.
That's like pressure, my gosh. You're going into 7th grade, so what dance did they tell you to do?
I don't really know. I guess we just decided by our talking and comfort level.
Okay.
Because we're not a musical, so.
Okay, so they didn't have to dance.
Oh, you didn't have to dance.
For the headless horseman. Okay. Probably doesn't dance around, right?
Well,
for the headless horse.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Sarah, do you like the role of Mary Poppins? What is it about this that drew you?
Well, I've always loved Mary Poppins since I was really young, and I promised my sister if it ever came out, I had to audition. So here I am, and it was a big challenge of sitting up straight every day and becoming prim and proper, which from a country 15-year-old, it's a little hard to do from slumping and slurring my words. Being proper was probably the biggest challenge. Yeah.
So Ryan, what's your favorite character of the three?
Probably the headless horseman, because you have to take on a lot of responsibility and you have to know all your cues, and I get an inflatable costume. So
what do you mean responsibility?
You have to be on time for all your cues, and if you're not, it doesn't really make any sense.
Are you nervous about that, or do you know exactly what you're doing now?
Sort of, I guess, because the costume can be hard to put on.
Do you literally not have a head when you're there and you look through something else?
Yeah, I have this, like, mask, I guess, and it's like a neck.
So you're looking for some of your cues through the neck?
Yeah.
Can you breathe well inside the neck?
Not really. Oof. So I have to, like, pull it down to breathe.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Tell us more about these cues. What does that mean? Like, is it not only you know when it's your time to talk, but there's a certain pause you have before you talk also?
Well, there's music, and it's, like, a horse sound galloping, and I have to go on exactly when it starts, because otherwise it's, like, off and stuff.
Wow. So we are finding out more about the performances of Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Mary Poppins Jr., right, at the Rife Center. It's tomorrow night
Tomorrow at 6:30, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Have you had your rehearsals yet, like your final kind of rehearsal? When's that?
Dress rehearsal is today, and that's why I'm covered in makeup and hairspray and everything.
Are you nervous about dress rehearsal a little bit?
Yeah, because the other group is watching us, and that's a pretty big...
I didn't know that. Oh, I'm excited now.
Sarah, you were shaking your head. You're not nervous. You're a veteran, aren't you?
I've done this once or twice before, and... I mean, I'm nervous because it's my first big part of a main character, but dress rehearsal, if anything, it's more relaxing than anything.
Well, do you learn something from your dress rehearsal? Like, if you screw up or mess up, you...
Yeah, okay. And, like, music cues, because this is when everything really comes together, like, when we're with the other dancers and this and that, and I sing with them, and I need to know how high I need to be, how low I need to be, and, you know.
Do you have a favorite song as Mary Poppins?
Yes. Well... If you count favorite song by the one I can sing most well, then Feed the Birds.
Oh.
Yes.
Would you mind trying it a little bit this morning? Is that too much pressure?
I didn't warm up, so no one can judge
me. We don't.
Me, but
no.
I can do it.
Okay.
Sing from my part. Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes. In her own special way to the people she calls. And someone takes it from there. Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Ryan, have you been acting before? Is this kind of first for you? Or
this is my fifth year.
Oh, your fifth year?
Wow.
What, did you start when you were three?
Third grade.
So
well,
why?
These are professionals.
So before we let you go, Ryan, why did you become interested in this? I know you played hockey a little while. Was there like a role model, or was it what happens in your life that you want to be an actor?
I guess I just love learning new things. So when I heard the theater camp, I just decided to go for it.
How about you?
Sounds kind of dumb, but I watched Newsies for the first time on Netflix, and the Broadway version, of course. And I watched it, and I'm like, I think I want to do that for the rest of my life. So audition for Beauty and the Beast, and here I am now.
Outstanding.
Wow. Sarah James, Ryan Martinson, you can see them on stage tomorrow, 6:30 at the Rife Center and 2 o'clock on Saturday. And you can get the tickets at the door or rifecenter.org. It's Mary Poppins and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Thanks for coming in, and good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are tuned to 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, Aiken, Hibbing in Virginia. You can also hear us at 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, KEXE.org, connecting you to northern Minnesota.